Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Colossians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before, in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Andrew Yeager from Zion Lutheran Church in Carrott, Indiana.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear saints of God, the story of our salvation is the story of a conquering king who goes to war with his enemy, who has vanquished his enemy, and who has plundered his enemy's goods. Jesus is that conquering king. The foe whom Jesus vanquished is the devil. And the spoils of war, the plunder which Jesus has carried off out of Satan's kingdom and into his own kingdom, is you. You are the prize. You are the spoils of war which Christ won when he put away your sin in his flesh by his death upon the cross. You are the Lord's plunder. Now, the bad news of today's text is that once we were the enemies of God. St. Paul says that once we were alienated from the life of God because of sin, hostile to God in mind and doing evil deeds. Once we were God's enemies, serving in Satan's kingdom, that wicked tyrant, as his slaves. But when we were baptized, our great immigration took place. We emigrated out of the kingdom of the devil and immigrated into the kingdom of Jesus, where there is redemption and the full and complete remission of all of our sins. Now we serve God not as his enemy, but as his friend. We stand on God's side. Now our battle is not against God, but against Satan, that old evil foe who once had us in his clutches, but now lies conquered on the battlefield of Christ's death, buried in the watery grave of our baptism. St. Paul writes to the church at Colossae. He is thankful that God has endowed the Colossian Christians with faith, hope, and love, three Christian virtues that were engendered in them through the preaching of the gospel, the message of God's salvation in Christ Jesus. And now his prayer for the Colossian Christians is that God would drive them even deeper into a greater knowledge and wisdom and understanding of himself and his will for them in Jesus Christ, so that their faith, hope, and love might abound all the more. Every generation of the church faces attacks from within and from without, and the Colossian Christians were facing a particular heresy called Gnosticism, which taught that material things were inherently evil. And therefore, according to Gnosticism, no good God could ever become incarnate in the flesh. No good God could ever suffer death upon a cross. And no good God could ever rise from the dead in a gloriously transformed and yet material body. There is no way that God could join himself to material things. And therefore, St. Paul's task in his letter to the Colossians is to counter this Gnostic heresy by exalting Christ. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, exalts Christ's person and his work, his divinity and his humanity, as perhaps no other letter does. Jesus truly is the God who preexisted eternally with the Father. Jesus is the God who made all things at creation, and he is the God by which all things hold together. Jesus is the very image of God. To look at Jesus is to see God, the invisible God made manifest in the flesh of his Son. In Jesus, all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell. To know him is to know the eternal Trinity, who created us, redeemed us, and sanctifies us in Christ. And he has peace for us through the blood of his cross. Peace with God, peace and not war, reconciliation and not enmity. Through Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, we have life and salvation. Amen.
We thank Pastor Andrew Yeager from Zion Lutheran Church in Carrett, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.